WTTS on demand.
Hey, this is Scott Riggs, backstage at Bonnaroo 2012 with Dawes. How are you guys doing?
All right.
Good, man.
Good.
Excellent. You just finished your session for us back there. How did that go? It sounded like everyone was really digging it.
It was cool. It was pretty, like, makeshift and interesting.
Yeah.
But good. I like stuff like that. It was weird.
It's a weird space. When I first walked in, I thought that there was a semi-truck attached to the other side of this. Like, it was like the back of a semi-trailer. I was like, wow, this is really squished and narrow, but sounds like you guys made the best of it. Hailing from LA, there's a lot of music scenes, a lot of places. Obviously LA is what it is and all of its greatness and some of its awfulness, but I'm kind of interested how LA has shaped the sound for you guys and kind of helped you define yourself as a band.
I don't know if it was anything like really conscious, but being around so many awesome musicians and growing up around really talented people, it's kind of set like a standard, I guess. There's a lot to live up to when the person that you live down the street from happens to be like the best guitar player in the country, you know. And it's like, it's not to say that that's everywhere, but we've happened to meet a lot of really awesome people out there, and it's definitely taken its toll on each of us individually as well as the way that we play as a band.
Seems like it would also be a little bit, I mean, it helps that you're from there, but it seems like it'd be a little bit of a struggle to break out from the noise, right? Because there's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there for sure. Yeah, we've been fortunate enough to, I guess just reach out and get out of there and tour and do what we do.
So, Nothing Is Wrong. It's been out for a bit now, and you guys have been touring on it. Can you talk about the album itself and kind of how, you know, you have your whole life to make that first record, and then you got about a year and a half or so to make that second one. Can you talk about how you guys evolved from album to album?
Yeah, well, we did the first one actually in 2 weeks, and we'd never really met the producer, just kind of in passing, and he was just doing it on good faith, and it turned out well. You can definitely tell that it was recorded in the living room in 2 weeks, but those are a lot of the qualities that we love about it. And then a couple different friends and different bands decided to take us out on tour, and we were able to develop as a band, just playing every night for better part of 3 years. And over that time, Taylor was also writing a lot of new tunes, and we were able to arrange on the road, which gave it a different sound, I guess, than the first batch of songs. You can tell that we'd sat on them. But yeah, I mean, any just touring as much as we do, and it would make any band tighter and more aware of what everybody else is doing on stage.
And it seems like if you're writing as you're touring, that's almost influencing you as well, right? Because if you sit down and write a record versus kind of evolving.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, yeah, you can. I mean, most of the songs are about just being gone and doing and still, I mean, being LA, still being your home, but not really spending too much time there, and how that defines you when you're not there.
I noticed you have a gig coming up doing the Glenn Campbell goodbye tour. Can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, he's a legend in what he's done over the years, but I think there's a lot of people that find some influence and impression from him and the stuff he's done over the years.
I was amazed. You know, I'd heard his name, but the scope of work that he had done was kind of what like blew me away, you know, because, you know, we're covering all these tunes from like the Beach Boys to like, you know, Elvis, and like, you know, it's his body of work is kind of mind blowing, you know, like the Wrecking Crew and you know, it's cool to see a guy that like spans so many years and kind of different genres and being able to kind of, you know, learn those tunes. I mean, they're all so, I mean, it's like, you know, Christoph's and like the Highwaymen, and then, you know, like I said, like Viva Las Vegas and like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think,
you know,
he's influenced people more than a lot of people realize.
Yeah, more than we even knew. Like he's
in the Wrecking Crew, you know. I didn't know that until we started doing this stuff, but I mean, clearly they're the legends.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be really amazing, I think. You know, play his songs and then, you know, share the stage with him is pretty cool.
And you guys have shared the stage with and worked with a few other, you know, pretty influential people, whether it's Jackson Browne or otherwise. Can you talk about those experiences and how, you know, maybe you learned something from those, or you picked up something from them?
Those guys, I mean, that's who you know when you're a kid. I mean, I don't know who everybody listens to, but I listened to a lot of those guys that we ended up playing with when I was a kid. And, you know, it's very surreal to, you know, be playing the Pretender with Jackson Browne. You know what I mean? It's like you're not covering the tune. You're actually, like, playing it with him.
Yeah, I feel like we're even more aware of a lot of the nuance of those recordings than he is, as somebody would be with our record. You know, it's like I haven't really listened to our second record since it was mastered. And it's like those, like, I listened up. I grew up listening to the Jeff Beccaro on the Pretender or whatever, and it's like, now I get to play it with the dude. It's pretty epic, and it's pretty inspiring seeing guys like him and Benmont who are just now, like, reaching their prime, or not even yet. Like, Benmont's a better player than ever, you know? It's because he's been working at being a better player all this time.
Yeah, I mean, we got 5 years under our belt, and they have like 40. And like, to see that, how long they work and how hard they work, I mean, that's kind of what, you know, the goal is. Like, how do you maintain? I mean, it's not like we did 3 records. It's like we've been playing for 40 years. You know, it's really, it's hard to wrap your head around.
Yeah. The current record's been out for a little while. Are you guys trying to do the same thing, like do some writing while you're touring now?
Yeah, well, it's all but written. I think at this point it's just a matter of getting some time to do some pre-production and arranging, and then going and record it and start the process over again.
Well, Dawes, backstage at Bonnaroo 2012. Thank you very much.
WTTS